以赛亚书四十章啊。
Isaiah chapter 40.
31节。
Verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
这里告诉我们等候神的要重新得力。
So here tells us those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength.
然后他要如鹰展翅上腾。
And they will mount up with wings like eagles.
这里在形容一个属灵的信徒他的目标应该如老鹰。
Here is describing a spiritual believers. His pursuit should be like an eagle.
那要展翅上腾。
And then he should mount up with wings like eagles.
我们看到老鹰高飞在天空。
Now when we see eagle flying up in the air,
非常逍遥自在。
He freely roaming.
虽然他有巢在地上。
Even though he has nests on earth,
虽然他要在地上找食物吃。
Even though he needs to find food on the ground.
但是老鹰的特色就是高飞在天空。
But the characteristic of eagle is that he will be flying up in the air.
那我们跟老鹰不同的是我们在地上来找食物为着生活我们需要工作。
So how we are different from eagle is that we must find food on this earth.
我们也有地上的家
And we also have an earthly home here.
但是我们都只停留在地上
But we all stay on earth.
我们看的地上的事想的地上的事
What we see are things on this earth and what we think are things on this earth.
我们整个人生的境界都是在地上
So all our lives, our eyes are fixated on this earth.
所以我们没有办法看到老鹰所看到的。
So we cannot see what an eagle will see.
那为什么神跟人在看事情不一样
？But how is that when men see things are different from what God sees?
因为人在地上就是看到地上我们看得见的。
Because when men on earth, that's what they see.
那神在天上，他看到我们所看不见的。
But when God is on heaven, He sees things that we cannot see.
那地上的人所看得见的都是我们的感官所能够去经验体验到的。
The things that we can see on this earth are all things that we can feel and sense.
这个都是有限的。
These are all limited.
那神在天上所看到的是我们没有想过的。
But what God sees from heaven is things that are beyond our eyes that can imagine.
眼睛没有看过的。
Eyes that has not seen
是超过我们所能够一生的经验。
It's beyond what we can experience in this life.
所以一个属灵的信徒或属神的信徒需要往上飞。
So a spiritual believer he needs to mount up his wings and soar up.
能够看到神所看到的。
So then he can see the things that God sees.
那我们的眼睛境界往外扩张。
And now our vision will be expanded.
我们的心与神同在。
And our heart will be like God's.
我们的生活就会改变。
And our lives will be transformed.
所以有时候我们看为什么世界上人都是在追求这些事情。
Sometimes we see that the people in this world pursue all the worldly things.
因为他所看到就是这些事情。
Because these are the things that he's seen.
那所谓好就是他所看到的。
So for things that are good are things that he has seen.
那你不要叫他追求这个事那又要追求什么
So if you tell him not to pursue these things, what can he pursue?
他没有办法有更好的境界可以追求。
He cannot have something better to pursue.
所以这个对他来讲就是最好的。
So to him, this is the something that's best.
但是对一个属灵的信徒
But to a spiritual believer,
我们看得见这是好的。
What we have seen is good.
当我们看到神所看到的
But if we are able to see the things that God has seen,
这个地上的变成是次好的。
So whatever good on this earth becomes a second best.
神所看到变成是最好的。
And what God has seen is the best.
那这个次好跟最好到底差多少
So what's the difference between second best and the best?
如果是从餐厅哦，这一道菜跟那一道菜这样的差别，那是不大了。
Now, if you were in a restaurant, the different dishes, there might be not a lot of difference.
如果是搭飞机头等舱跟经济舱这样差别也不大。
If you were taking an airplane, the difference between the state coach and the first class might not be a big difference.
如果像开车一个名牌的跟普通这样差别还不大。
Or if we are driving a car, a regular brand compared to a luxury brand, that might not be a big difference.
神所看到那个好跟人所看到的好，圣经说，好像至宝跟尘土。
So the things that the good that God has seen compared to the good that man has seen is like a dust compared to a treasure.
世界上最好的都是尘土。
So the best on this earth are like a dust.
那这样就表示说。神里面那个好，你没有办法了解。
Well, this tells us that the goodness in God is something that's very difficult to comprehend.
最爱我们的是父母。
The person who loves us most is our father.
但是路加十一章在讲啊，在讲天父的爱。
In Luke chapter 11, talk about the love of our father.
他说你们在地上的父母尚且不好。
You're a father on this earth who loves you.
尚且不好，他用这个字叫做 evil。
Is evil？
地上父母最好，怎么变成 evil？
So how could the father on earth be evil to us？
因为天父的爱太大了。
Because compared to the love of our heavenly father, the love of heavenly father exceeds all love。
所以地上的父母爱不但不好，变成 evil。
So the love of this our father on this earth。Compared to the love of God, becomes evil.
所以做基督徒的境界就是要往上提升。
So to be a believer, to be a Christian, we must raise our level.
从神在地面上的祝福再往上提升。
We must transcend from pursuing the worldly and earthly blessing to something that's spiritual.
一直提升，能够看到在灵界里面，神我们预备那个流奶与蜜地的好。
We must transcend, we must move up until we pursue the things that are better, like a land flowing with honey and milk.
当我们看到那一点
until we see that point,
忽然间我们就充满着盼望
and suddenly we will be filled with hope.
那我们在地上的生活就可以改变
and now our life on this earth will be transformed.
那在以赛亚书的40章里面
in Isaiah chapter 40,
我们回来看40章
let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书的四十章
Isaiah chapter 40
第六节
Verse 6 Isaiah chapter 40 verse 6 The voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field.
第七节
Verse 7The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass.
所以说，凡有血气的啊，尽都如草，它的美容就像草上的花。
So here tells us that all flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field.
那如果读到这里哈，我们就觉得，哎，我当花当草也不错。
Now if we read this, maybe we'll think that it's good to be flower or be grass.
这个草。这花真的是很漂亮
Because flower and grass are really beautiful
让你会羡慕让我们会很羡慕
That's worth our admiration
那有时候一个家庭里面前面种的那个草皮很会整理这样看起来也很漂亮
Some people do a very good job on their landscape that make their garden or grass look very nice
我们在美国有一个教会庭院做得很好
We have a church in the U.S. They have done a wonderful job on their landscape.
所以常常会有过路的人车里停下来再看看。
So often people will pass by, will stop and admire our landscape.
对我们教会信徒说你们的庭院真的做得很好。
They will even utter and pray, say you have done a wonderful job on your landscape.
那在社区里面一个很美好的花草就提高那个社区人的感觉，让他那个社区好像价值也提高了。
So within the community, if people have a nice, wonderful landscape, even raise the value of the home or real estate.
花跟草美化环境让人看起来很舒服。
So the grass and the flower beautify the environment.
但是下面一句看起来就不是很好了。
But if we look at the verse follow after,
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
The grass withers, the flower fades.
所以人生有它的最巅峰的时间。
So in our life, it has its peak.
大家很羡慕。
When we are at that moment, everyone admires and envies.
哇，如果能够像他，做多么好。
How wonderful if we can be like him.
所以有一次那这个好都会过去的。
But all this wonderfulness, splendor will pass.
当人爬到最高峰就是往下掉了。
When we climb to the top, the next step is going downward.
最高峰很好。
When we are on top, it's very good.
但是往下掉就有点悲哀。
But when we start going downhill, it's sad.
这是没有办法避免的。
It's unavoidable.
人像草像花。
So we are like grass and we are like a flower.
正往上爬的时候感觉很好。
While we are on the way going up, we feel good.
往下掉的时候感觉就不好。
But we are on the way down, that feeling is not good.
但是往上爬一定会往下掉，这个是自然的。
But if we go up, we will go down.
那在这样的人生里面
In this kind of life,
人会凋谢。
We will wither.
那一凋谢以后，
Once we are withered,
圣经说他的原处就不再认识他。他原来的地方，那个花草新的开出来，新的草出来，人就不会再纪念以前开什么。
Then the new flowers, new grass come up, and people will remember the old flowers and grass that have withered away.
所以这个感觉就有一点虚空。
So this feeling causes to have a feeling of vanity.
那这个人生怎么办呢？
So what do we do with our life?
然后第九节。
Verse 9.
报好信息给锡安的，你要登高山，报好信息给耶路撒冷，你要努力扬声。这里告诉我们有好信息出来。
Here tells us there will be good tidings coming up.
那这个好信息是什么？
So what is this good tidings refer to?
那这个好信息就是主带给我们的救恩。
This good tidings refer to the salvation that the Lord has brought to us.
所以我们人能够超越这个花草的好又会凋谢，只有一个希望就进到主的救恩。
So the only way for us that we can transcend this beauty of the grass and flowers is to enter this salvation.
我们就看主耶稣。
If we look at Lord Jesus Christ,
他没有加行美容。
He has no beauty.
让我们羡慕。
That we can admire.
他没有家世背景。
He has no background.
让我们能够很觉得很敬仰。
That we can admire or envy.
他什么都没有。
He has nothing.
但是在灵界里面。
But in the spiritual realm.
他是最美最荣耀的。
He is the most glorious and most beautiful.
他的美跟荣耀是永远的。
His beauty and glory last forever.
所以在面貌上，他能够容貌放光。
So in the Mount of Transfiguration, his face shines.
那个容貌放光是永远的。
And that glory shines forever.
因为那是灵里面的美。
Because that's the beauty with the spiritual beauty.
他有圣洁。
He has holiness.
他有神的慈爱。
He has the mercy from God.
他有神的形象。
He has the image of Christ, image of God.
那个美是永远不会凋谢的。
And this kind of beauty will never fade or wither.
所以今天我们需要往上提升。
So today we must transcend ourselves.
信心把我们带进灵界里面。
Our faith has brought us into the spiritual realm.
眼见让我们活在物质界里面。
And what we have seen with our physical eyes enable us to live in this world.
所以圣经说，如果我们信耶稣只在今生有指望，那我们就比世界上人更可怜。
So the Bible tells us that if we only have hope on this world, then we are more pitiful than the people.
为什么？
Why is that?
所以我们这个信耶稣如果我们一直在讲信耶稣很好，都是讲是地面上的事。
Now if we talk about believing Christ or talk about the things of this world.
那我们已经失去了信耶稣最好的。
But we have lost what is best for believing in Christ.
那个是在灵界里面。
That belongs in the spiritual realm.
所以我们往上提升。
So we must raise our level and transcend.
就能够看到那美好。
And we can see the beauty.
那自己要提升很难啊。
It's hard for ourselves to raise our level to transcend.
所以需要有神 来提升我们。
So we need God to help us to raise ourselves to transcend ourselves.
所以三十一节。
So in verse 31,
等候神要重新得力。
So those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
就是在神面前安静下来。
So we must calm ourselves down before the Lord.
思想神。
To meditate about God.
来祷告亲近神。
To pray and draw ourselves near to God.
那神的灵吹到我们身上。
And the Spirit of God will come upon us.
加加我们信心。
And will increase our faith.
我们就如鹰展翅上腾。
And we will soar like eagles.
我们的眼界就往更开广。
And our vision will be expanded.
我们就看到最好的。
And we will see the best.
我们生活就会改变。
And our lives will be transformed.
所以这三天的灵恩会。
So in the next 3 days of spiritual convocation,
求主耶稣更新变化我们的心灵。
We ask God to transform and renew our lives.
每一个人从地上好像老鹰展翅上腾。
We hope that everyone is like an eagle from earth and then soar up like soar up to the air.
看到人生那个最远的一个地方。
That we are able to see the farthest point in our life.
那就是神所同在的地方。
Which is the place where God will abide with us.
那就是我们最后的归宿。
And that's the final home.
那我们一起来努力。
Let's all strive for that goal.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
一直到9:40。
We'll pray till 9:40.
也欢迎诸位需要可以到前面来祷告。
And we'll welcome everyone to come forward and pray together.